Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Youth for Christ show. I am your host, the Shining Star, and with me is
the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci.
And we're here worshiping and praising the great I Am and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Happy New Year, Sister Pucci.
Happy New Year to you, too, Shining Star. It's this month has gone by so fast, I can't believe it.
Yes, it has. I'm looking forward to the new year, many things to come in the future, so let's keep a positive mindset.
Absolutely, absolutely. Since people are trying to get on the air already with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we're going to hold on because, you know, first things are definitely first when it comes to the way we do our show. And if you don't mind, I would love to read the church announcements.
Okay, yeah, just go right into that.
Okay. All right, everyone. This is church announcements. The February newsletter will be coming out within the week. But just to let you know that Bible study is still available, lessons 14 and 15. If you haven't caught up, please go and listen to them. Lesson 16 is being prepared as the God, Lord is working it out right now. But Bible study is so important, Shining Star, because it feeds your spiritual life. You need to feed your spiritual life with the Word of God, which is the bread of life. That keeps you going. So everybody, youth and everyone, make sure you listen to Bible study. That's out there. Okay, my monthly sermon is going to be on the 29th of this month. I wasn't feeling well, and I didn't get a chance to do it. So it's about why do we worry? And you'll be able to watch me live on blogtv.com. So watch your social medias, and you'll see the exact information for that coming up. All right.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Take a breath.
Ooh, yeah, that's a lot. I have to turn the page. I got to turn the page now. Okay.
All right.
We missed our flight with airline with Free Miles. It was a red eye flight. We missed it on the 21st, which was Dr. King's holiday. Reverend Dr. King's holiday, but we're going to do it January to 28th, which is a Monday. And here's a little something, a promo to let you know exactly what it's all about.
Welcome to the airline with Free Miles. You can go where you want to go because you're his child. Just a friend is all you need. Jesus will be there. He's a friend indeed. So can we pick it up in the air and pick up everybody everywhere? Just a friend is all you need. Jesus will be there. He's a friend indeed. Oh, welcome to the airline with Free Miles. You can go where you want to go because you're his child. All you need is just a friend, and Jesus will be there. Can you say amen? So can we pick it up in the air and pick up everybody everywhere? This song is for you too, so you can praise him from the heart of you. So can we pick it up in the air and pick up everybody? Can we pick it up in the end?
You're listening to the Journey Home. Sister Pucci on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the airline
Okay.
All right. That was pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, that was really cool. That was done by Cooley that helped us out with this. And what the airline is all about, airline with free miles is the name of the person that's going to be doing this with me. But anyway, she has her own show. And what we're going to do is sit in and call 347-838-9457. We could take up to 200 callers, and we're all going to just sit around and talk about Jesus. Whatever you want to say about Jesus, whatever you want to discuss, if something happened with you this week, you want support, if you need to testify, whatever. We're just all going to get on the line. Either you can listen or you could participate, either way. And then it will be recorded so you can always listen later. But, see, we're going to do the red-eye flight, which means it's going to be from 10 p.m. to midnight. So hopefully you guys can join us in that Central Standard Time. All right. February 9th is isn't that great?
Man, that's a lot.
I'm not done. February the 9th, Minister Hovak will be back with a powerful word of God. If you missed this month's segment about joy, I encourage you all to go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpoochie.com, spell SISTAPOOCHIE.com, and check it out on the Minister Hovak. It was a lot of valuable information. But she'll be back on February 19th. February the 16th, we will have the international show. And February the 23rd, the youth are taking over the studio like they're doing today, as soon as I be quiet. with Y for C, with Shining Star, a hostess, and DJ Shaheen. Now, Frankie Vibes, inspirational radio show. Look at your social media. So we'll get that date down for you, and also when the airline is going to go by again. Okay. Take
All right,
it away, Shining Star.
You're done for the
Yes, I'm done. Take it
Thank
away.
Thank you for those church announcements. Everyone, be on the lookout for that. You got a lot of upcoming great stuff. So be on the lookout. All right, so the youth, y'all know how we do it. We always have a word for the day. So if you all have your Bibles in there, or if you don't, you can just go back and look at the verse. But we're going to talk about 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. And I really like this verse. It really hit home for me. It really touched my heart because I think, like, for our generation, well, my generation, the youth generation today, I think a lot of elderly people who are before our time kind of look down on us and say things like, oh, you know, that generation, they don't have no morals. They don't have no value for life. They don't have no sense of direction. They don't have no sense at all. But there are some people out, there are some people that are youth who are being positive, like myself, and who are trying to do the right thing and trying to help encourage others to do the right things and trying to reach out to those who may not know who Christ is. And also, I have to, you know, bring up our youth resident DJ Shaheen. You know, we're a team in this, and that's our job to, you know, reach out to the youth and uplift them and let them know that just because your generation is labeled as, you know, bad doesn't mean that you have to be bad too. You can stand out from the rest and be positive. So.
All right. You know, I really like that because there is a stigma with youth these days that I've heard, you know, that talking to older adults, they just think that your generation is doing nothing but gang banging and partying you know, and that. And not only you and DJ Shaheen, but all of the artists that we have on, I mean, they're singing hard for the Lord. I mean, this is, you know, you can feel their passion, like I can feel your passion, like we feel DJ Shaheen's passion for the Lord. And I think it's just absolutely commendable. And the more of you who step out of the shadows and let us, you know, kind of take over, you have God behind us. So if God is with you, nothing can be against you. And I think the more you should go ahead and grab a hold to exactly the verse that you were saying. What was the book and the chapter again?
Oh, it was 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And it's don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Amen, amen. I really like that one. All right.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, after we do the verse, we always roll into our little song. So
okay.
I need y'all to get off your feet, get ready, and we're going to roll into I Can See by Ken Folk.
I Can See by Ken Folk. Now, before, you just interviewed Ken Folk, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually did, yeah. He's a great guy.
Okay. All right. Here's I Can See with Ken Folk, everybody. I hope you enjoy it. Well, you said get off your feet and enjoy it. So get off your feet, everybody, and enjoy it. I Can See with Ken Folk.
The Virgin Mary took a whole lot of sin on the cross that he carried. Sovereign Lord of the ages, who sits on the throne, watches over Zion as his children come home. I can feel the spirit so deep down inside of me, so I elevate my voice so you can feel it spiritually. I'm not perfect by any of the world's standards, but Jesus, my Lord, fulfilled all 10 commandments. I testify that Jesus is risen and I've been forgiven, and I'm alive, so I know that he's the reason I'm living. He's so majestically amazing in every way. In the night of vision, then everything was gray. Then it opened up to a lush garden of fruit, of the tree of life that it freely gives to you. But the price to him came at his own life. If you open up your eyes, then you might see the light.
I can see the light.
I can see by kinfolk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You
I
know what?
Him.
Yeah. You know what about kinfolk? But kinfolk with that he can see the light, and the light is the Christ within all of us that you can see. And so I really like that song and the message he's bringing forth in it.
Yeah, I interview him. He was a great guy. You know, you can tell like he had Christ all in him, just the way he talked and just the way he like delivered, you know, his message. When I asked him the questions, you know, he was just, you know, a real uplifting spiritual person. So, yeah, great guy.
Okay. Now, if they want to contact him, for where should they go?
You all can just go to the ministry's website, sistapoochie.com. That's SISTAPOCHIE, and you can get all the artist information. You want to listen to their music, all of that. All that great stuff is out there on the website.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that information. All right, who do we have up next?
We have Time Again by Cooley.
All right, Time Again by Cooley. Here we go.
Intent, disconnected from the truth within. What should we do to make amends? But trust up in the sacrifice that heaven sent. But even then, we don't depend and won't repent and follow trends and follow men who follow men who follow them. Questioning, wondering how we circle into the same old sin, the same old record spin. Time and time and time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends, these different situations. Time and time again, we wondering how we circumvent to these same old places. Time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends, these different situations. Time and time again, I'm wondering. It's cause we love ignorance. Cause if I had a dollar for every time we walk this path, I'd have my accountant to keep up with the math. We love us for self, trapped in the shell. It's time to the time, point to the wrath of God. Jihad, reeks needs bod. No Christ, no peace, it's not hard. Look, no Christ, no peace, trust the Lord. He's my rock, my shield, my sword. The blade shall ward, but the hilt shall guard. Yah, my treasure's most precious shard. The cornerstone, the stumble block shall retard. The lion, the lamb, he shall reward. The ark is set course, so prepare to board. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, as he shuts the door. It's hard to ignore that we've been here before.
Time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends, these different situations. Time and time again, we wondering how we circumvent to these same old places. Time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends, these different situations. Time and time again, I'm wondering. If it's cause we love ignorance.
All right. That was wonderful. Time and time and time again. Okay. That was some deep lyrics, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Cooley is helping me with my audio book, everyone. So you're going to begin to hear some of my poems with the music that he puts around. We're going to start playing them on the show relatively soon. So look out for that, too, because he's very talented.
Oh, yeah. And can I just say that I've actually heard some of the stuff, guys, and it's like amazing. Like, the guy is really talented. Like, you wouldn't have even known it was poems, you know, spoken poems, unless someone had told you. Like, it's amazing.
Right.
The guy, he's talented, really talented.
Very, very, absolutely. Okay, you know what? we have a request for us to make a phone call because you have someone who wants to talk to you. So before we go on, let's get our guests on the line here. Everybody.
Alrighty.
Okay, 7-7. You know, I need my bifocals on. I do. I need my bifocals. Don't laugh at me. Sister Poochie needs bifocals for everyone.
Hey, I wear glasses too, so don't be embarrassed.
You're right. Let's try it one more time.
Are they there?
Yeah, we're dialing. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're dialing out. And
hello.
Hello, Mr. Mosley. How are you?
I am blessed and I'm highly favored. I'm excited about this call. Couldn't wait to get on it. That's how I feel right now.
Yes, well, that's good. Well, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Well, I am Stephen Mosley, the president of Home Journey Outreach Ministries. And I am so excited to be a part of this ministry. And like I said, it's self-explanatory. I'm just excited about everything that's going on, about the viewers that's out there, and everybody out there in radio land and listening land, and to the youth ministry. I mean, you all are doing a dynamic job, and man, the words can't even describe. All I can say is keep doing what you guys are doing. You're doing a phenomenal job. I'm all about the youth. I'm out here a part of the movement, and especially with this violence that's going on. So, I mean, when you're on the side of the Lord and you're doing His will, I mean, what more can you do? So I'm just excited to do about what everything's going on with the ministry and the things and the projects that we'll be working on in the near future. And most of all, giving God the glory for everything that's taking place.
Amen.
So I'm just excited.
Okay, that's good. Well, you're on the phone. We have a youth hostess with us, a shining star.
Hi.
And I'm going to take off.
Hi.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm great. It's like an honor to be sitting here talking to you right now. Like, the feeling is just unbelievable right now. But hi, how are you doing?
I am blessed, and I'm truly have no complaints, and I keep it moving. That's the slogan, and hey, I'm just excited for you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I feel really honored to, you know, be the youth voice and just to be a part of the ministry in itself. And I also have to, you know, thank Sister Poochie because she, you know, saw something in me, talent in me that I didn't obviously know I had. And so I just stuck with it, and people are listening from all over, and it's just really a blessing to be here on the show, and I'm happy with what I do. I'm honored, and we're going to the top.
Well, you know what? It is what it is. So like I said, you know, God is awesome. And like I said, you're doing a phenomenal job. And like I said, you know, it's always people outside looking in, because they be careful how you entertain strangers, because they might be angels unwatched. But you never know who might be in your presence. So always just acknowledge every person that's around and always just be watchful. Like I said, and, because you never know who God put in your midst. When you got favor from the Lord, you know, He puts you in some great men and women. So like I said, and I just feel your presence. I just know that that's a blessing to be in a position. And because God gets the glory out of everything, and when God gets the glory, when you understand the coming to your who you are, then He can use you.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes.
Great advice.
Yeah.
And that's for all the youth out there. As I said, Stephen is the president of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, and we just very thank you for calling. Well, I called you. You were calling me.
Yeah.
I called you back.
I was like the last up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was calling three or four
up.
Lines. Hey, it is what
yeah,
it is,
exactly.
Huh?
We got you. We got you on. And you know who's not with us today? He couldn't make it. Is our youth resident DJ Shaheen.
Oh,
he's
here in spirit. His music is steady spinning. The record's steady spinning.
I know you know.
The record's steady spinning. Get us that DJ on the ones and twos. I feel the DJ. Yes, I am so excited.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well,
we
have a fully packed show that we're going to have to kind of press on through. Thank you so much for calling in, and it's always good to hear from you. You know, when it's not telling me what I'm not doing.
Hey, you know what? Hey, it's got to be something going right, because I couldn't wait to get to this call, because we said the word you. That's the key word. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, okay. All right. We're one big happy family. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay. All right.
All right, Stephen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bless you. Keep up the work, and may the Lord continue to bless you. And may everything you touch turn to gold. You're welcome.
All right. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, everybody. That's Shining Star.
Wow. That was the president, guys. That was the president of this ministry.
And he has been, he's out there on the forefront taking care of business, and we're in here on the back taking care of business. And I'm glad he called in, because I just want to take a moment and add to what he said about you and DJ Shaheem being a shining example for all youth out there for what you're doing. You have grown so much in such a little short period of time, and I continue to wait to see what God has in store for you, and not only you, but all the young artists, the youth artists that are on this show time and time again, with Cooley and Ken Folk and, you know, Spiritual Peace and everybody else we're going to be playing today. So to all the young people out there, we just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and praise God. All glory be to God for all that we do.
Absolutely, Sister Pucci. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So now I can catch my breath, because when you said that was the president, I was like, oh, my God, like the president of the ministry is calling in? Like what? Like,
yes, and he's a busy builder. We keep him really busy with the ministry. We're growing so fast and so much that I'm glad to have someone with such a high energy and high spirit be the president of the ministry. So. You never know, the other board members might call in, so get ready.
Right. And I just want to say, like, thank you all for everyone out there who is listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening later. You know, without you and Christ, none of this would be possible. So thank you all for listening. You are the people that encourage me to continue to do what I do. When I see those numbers and I see all the downloads, it's like, wow, it's like a really uplifting feeling for me. It lets me know that people are out there listening to what I have to say, and it just encourages me to keep moving forward. So thank you all for listening to my show.
All right. Okay, let's keep on moving then.
All right. So up next we have Hallelujah by Sel and King David.
Now, before we play this Sign of Star, did you know this was the highest praise you can give God?
Well, of course.
It's Hallelujah. It's the highest praise that you can give God. So I like this song.
Well, of course.
Okay, let's go. Well, I just want to make sure somebody out there might not know Hallelujah, the highest praise. Let's go.
You know why we're so serious about our worship of God? Our God created the whole universe. He created the mountains, he created the oceans, he created the rivers and the deserts, but still our God, our magnificent, awesome God, died on the cross for you and me. His plan was perfectly perfected, he died and resurrected. Accept the simple fact and you'll find yourself accepted by the creator of the earth. In fact, the whole universe is his master, is his master, is his master. Only place you'll find release, no karma, release, no karma seat, or even drop to your knees. Or stand in awe and applaud the one applaud who made us all. Critics and Santa Claus, he delivered me, he's an analog. Now my soul is digital, ready for the outgoes. Zion is the pinnacle, God is so awesome, man, he made us individual. He didn't mass produce us, boy, the pot. Touch is critical. circle. My cloud is with Jesus, I don't have to be political. Walk by faith, I'm not over analytical. Looking at me, it's like looking at that criminal. Totally surrendering, saying please remember me. On the cross next to Christ, saying Jesus saved my life, I'm on my way to paradise. We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith.
God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith.
God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
Give a sacrificial praise to the ancient of days. He's the Alpha Omega, and he was here before there ever was there ever. And he'll be here forever and ever. And no, no, never will you ever find yourself a better God who is worthy to offer up your treasure, offer up your times, offer up your talents. That's why I rhyme the way I rhyme, and shine the way I shine, and grind the way I grind. It's his will and not mine. So when you're looking at me, I pray it's him that you'll find. Cause in him you will find sight for the blind and peace for your mind. I praise his mighty name until the day that I die. For my life is eternal, so my praise is everlasting. More than with my mouth, I'ma praise him with my actions. Give him satisfaction when I glorify his name. To live as Christ and to die is gain.
We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith. God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith.
God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
He is omnipotent, he is omniscient. He's also omnipresent, he's the past and the present. He's in the future, not like Back to the Future, because he's in the future while he's looking right at you. The mastermind, creator of the mind bender. Bend his mind to his will, move you like a shifter. Better than any, he can bend all the elements. Earth, fire, water, air, faith is holy presence. He is the vital essence of your soul and your spirit. Act like you know, but you don't want to hear it. Look at the sky, sun, moon, and stars. Look at the planets like Venus and Mars. Look at the animals and the birds flying in the air. Look at the mountains that make you stop and stare. You can see the evidence that Christ is the creator. He died and rose again and now chilling with the Father.
We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith. God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith.
God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
Oh wow. That was Hallelujah, y'all, by Phil and King David.
Absolutely. Man. All right. Ooh, talent, I love that
talent,
song.
It's just talent.
I mean, and the, everyone, the beats are phenomenal, but the words are so inspirational. Take your time to listen to what these young people have to say. I'm telling you, as a witness, they are on fire for God.
Yeah.
They got a fire in their belly for God. So, and for Christ. Makes me all excited.
And,
go ahead.
And you know, when I listen to the songs, I be so like in tune with the beats. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a nice beat. But when you actually listen to the lyrics, it's like, whoa, that's deep. Like, you know, like really take time to listen to the lyrics, listen to what they're saying, listen to the message that they're trying to get across. So
exactly.
Okay, so like for those of you who may have just tuned in to the show, the word for the day, I'm just going to mention that again, is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. And that's from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
Give that verse out one more time.
Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And it's don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech and life and love and faith and in purity. So this is really, you know, for the youth. You know, this is
and,
for you all.
and everybody out there, not only, you know, we're talking about you and we're talking about DJ Shaheem and we're talking about the artists, but for every youth that tunes into this show, that we're talking, it's talking about you too, because you're listening and feeding yourself the word of God. So my hat's off for everyone out there, whether they listen live or later, that I'm so proud to be affiliated with such wonderful young youth. It's just overwhelming for me. So thank you.
Absolutely. All right. So we're getting ready to roll into the next song, which is So Amazing by the Scott Family. And they're, Sister Poochie, they're like a gospel, they're like a family gospel band, right? And they live in Chicago. And they do events, you know, and things like, I don't know, if you have a birthday party or something and you want them to, like, perform for you or anything like that, you can go to the ministry's website and look up all the information that you need to get that info at the website, sisterpoochie.com, SisterPoochie.com. So.
You got that out real quick.
I can repeat it again. I don't have no problem. If anyone...
No, you don't have to repeat it again. Actually, we had a mix-up here with our switchboard, and that song got dropped. I was just looking for it, you know, and that happens because we're dealing with computers and not humans.
And like
okay,
that. Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. So why don't you introduce the next song while I rectify that in the background?
Okay, so we're going to go into Looking Back by Renika Cheney.
Oh,
and this is one of my favorite songs.
I want to do a dance break.
Oh. Okay, we can roll into the hip-hop gospel dance break. If that's what y'all want, we can do that. And that's by our resident youth. That's by our resident youth DJ Shaheen. His mixes are hot, y'all. So get off your feet. Get ready for the hip hop gospel dance break. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's hit it. Dance break. DJ Shaheen doing his thing.
You are now listening to
Youth for Christ
Ministry Mixdown with your boy DJ Shaheen on Sister Poochie Outreach Ministry. Check me out, alright? As we blow up the spot, praising and glorifying the name of the Lord.
Name of the Lord.
Remix. Let's go.
Your heart.
rocking with the hottest DJ worldwide. Got Sister Poochie, Shining Star, Y4C, Youthful Christ, that is. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this.
Now, I done grew up run drug dealers who so hard and drove. Daddy had a Cadillac with his neck and fingers covered up in gold. Cocaine on the scale and stacks of cash must have done something to me. Ever since I can't remember, all I wanna do was count my money. I grew up in a dark space at an accelerated pace, dealing with stuff that I shouldn't have to deal with at an early age. Never knew about God, but I know someone watched over me. Fell deeper and deeper in sin, and then a voice spoke to me and said, hey, ripple, why you gotta use your gift to glorify the devil? You can take it up a whole other level. All you gotta do is get in the good book and just dive in. Just get in the good book and just dive in. I listened to the homie and I realized that he was right. And my whole life changed overnight. All I did was pick up the good book and just dive in. Pick up the good book and just dive in.
Wake up.
Praise.
Breathing.
Praise.
Stand up.
Praise.
Walking.
Praise,
talking.
Praise,
sit down.
Praise,
forgiven.
Praise,
forgiven.
Praise.
Okay, now open your heart and just listen here, Rip. I am your savior. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Rip. I know that you're worried right now, and I wanna just lead you to victory, Rip.
I'm losing control when I need you right now. I'm tired of falling in sin. So Jesus, come into my heart. My future is not my past. I'm not my dad. I need you. I just want to see you come through and direct my path. Want to make you glad. God, I know that you want more with me. But sometimes I feel like it's war with me. Sometimes I can't see past the man in the mirror. I really want to see you, Lord.
Hey, ripple, why you gotta use your gift to glorify the devil? You can take it up a whole other level. All you gotta do is get in the good book and just dive in. Just get in the good book and just dive in. I listen to the homie. And I realized that he was right. And my whole life changed overnight. All I did was pick up the good book and just dive in. Picked up the good book and just dive in.
Wake up.
Praise.
Breathing.
Praise.
Stand up.
Praise.
Walking.
Praise.
Talking.
Praise.
Sit down.
Praise.
Forgiven.
Praise. 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 Praise.
We having a celebration. Let us stay fly.
Jesus turned water into wine, yeah, real wine. No, but wasn't grape juice. Jesus stayed fly, said it was that choice, though. He ain't make that cheap stuff that they brought out when everyone was drunk and couldn't see, touch the difference in an instant. Said that it wasn't his time yet, but he blessed him with that ooh-wee and nothing bad on his conscience.
We having a celebration.
Enjoying God's creation. It's amazing. He's a carpenter, not a mason. And he changed them. They criticized him for hanging out with the worst of sinners at their house. Eating dinner, drinking, used to being a drunk. What you think? It was affirming today, it wasn't real. And he a vegan too, cause that's how you feel. That's how you wanna live. So we gotta submit to your image of God. Like that's not it. That's the culture we're standing from prohibition. You should go and read in the such you got again. It may change your mind, but keep your limits. Self-control, keep on winning. Don't get drunk. Yes, that's in it. Pretending the opposite is a bad ending. Beginning again. New life I'm living, free to enjoy without going swimming.
Headshot.
No thanks.
One more.
No thanks.
You sure?
I'm cool, thanks.
We having a celebration, let us stay fly. We having a celebration, let us stay fly. We having a celebration, let us stay fly.
Now this ain't no celebration where we screaming at the police. We don't wanna see nobody cased up and locked down for like 4 weeks. You underage, then don't drink. That's what my mama told me. I was only 16 when I had my first sip of that OE. And ooh wee, I was tripping. But hey, I learned my lesson. Bleed was meant for grown folks, for them grown folks. I'm rapping now, that's church with scripture reference. Let the choir sing a song while we all up in the function. Ain't no drunkenness, just fun, boy.
New Year's Eve, so rocking my cup on Instagram. The Christians that I suck said I might cause someone to stumble. As far as I'm concerned, that's mumbo jumbo. Here's why. If you open up my Bible and turn to the Gospels, won't be long until you see Jesus take wine and tell the apostles, this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. If wine is used for communion, explain how I'm making you stumble again. Knowledge of freedom shouldn't cause you to stumble, my friend. Not to throw it in your face, I'm enjoying common grace. This is a celebration.
It's a celebration, I'm gonna come here. All of
forever separate in harmony like the original bone. So what if they tripping? We just came to party, we ain't getting naughty. Jesus, peace all through your body. Let me see you swing, swing, and I'ma do the same thing. Fill up your cup, not too much, so let's keep the main thing, the main thing. We just having fun, hoping to get you real open and knowing it's all in the name of the sun.
We having a celebration, let us take back. 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 We having a celebration, let us take back.
Understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams.
DJ Shaheem, Shaheem,
so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm going to worship until I pass out. See, I came to worship.
Word.
DJ Saeem.
Wow. That is all I have to say is wow.
Yeah,
I was over here like, I was over here just dancing like nonstop, like.
Okay.
Man.
I can't say I was, hold on. I can't say I was dancing nonstop, but I you know, whoo, I was snapping my fingers nonstop.
I was dancing. I was literally dancing over here.
Okay. This is, you know, DJ Shaheem, like, every mix, he takes it a little higher. And, you know, he's with us in spirit. I know he's not, you know, on the phone with us, but he knows how much we just, like, love this team. I just love you guys as a team because you both bring your A game every time. And he keeps amazing me with these mixes. I'm like.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for indulging me. I'm an old househead from Chicago. Househead. I like house music, dance breaks, stuff like that. So I needed a little fix. So thanks for rearranging the show for me, Shining Star.
No problem.
All right. So what we got going on next?
Okay, so I think we're ready to roll into So Amazing by the Scott Family, right?
Right. And you were saying something about them.
Yeah, they're like a family gospel band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they live in Chicago, and they do events like, you know, if you're having a birthday party, like I mentioned earlier, or just any type of event or celebration, and you like want them to perform for you, you can go to the ministry's website at sistapoochie.com. That's SISTAPOOCHIE, and you can get like all the information dealing with that. So, yeah, definitely
okay.
Look into that.
All right, so here we go with So Amazing by the Scott Family.
Now doctors say they done all they can, but I'm a son of a man that's known as a healer, known as a doctor. Some medicine, yes, he is a blessing. He can heal and deliver anything that's walking. Man, I'm not just talking, he is so amazing. Words can't describe him. If you knew what I was talking about, know that words can't describe what I'm talking about. Throw your hands up. He is so amazing. He is so
so amazing. He is 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 so amazing.
All right. That was so amazing by the Scott family.
And I can't say it any better. He is so amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
Woo! Yes.
Okay. it's so deep. I'm getting ready to start preaching over here. Let me stop you roll on with the show. Yeah. You know I'm a pastor. What can I do?
Right. Okay. So now we're going to go into Looking Back by Renika Chaney, and this is one of my favorite songs, guys. So,
yeah, tune in. Listen to what she's saying with this. And just listen to what she's saying. She's right up. Here we go. Looking Back.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene, but he wasn't ready to be a dad. He never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands, beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his act and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the 6th. I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day. Everything my mama prayed to think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say. But in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read. So we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
We speaking in tongues and we singing in rhymes, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth. But she was kind in front of company cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me insert. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me insert. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plan, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I start at square one, and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the man. It's not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered, teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do. Not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. It's there to protect and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope, yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these 3 remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above. While the other 2 can't even touch.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. I got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in, cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw. I repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt like many generations. In the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack. And I pass that to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back. So when I was a little girl, create a different world. What do you tell me about Jesus? And you really try to teach him, and you really do believe him, and you show me in your actions, so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness. And like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you're really leaning in repentance.
Looking back over my life. 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 Looking back.
That was Renika Chaney. She, wow, once again, more talent. Like,
yes,
no words.
Yes, yes. No words, no words. But, you know, deep words. You know, you know what my favorite part in that song is if she said we can do it over and you teach me about Jesus, you know, that just really jumps out at me, because that's what we should be doing. We should be passing this on to our children. We have to let them know who God is, who Jesus is, so when they grow up, they won't depart from it. So, you know, that's a very powerful song. Listen to the words again, everybody. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to go into Lord, I Am Crying by Spiritual Peace.
All right. Now, Spiritual Peace, this is the debut of this song on the show. Right. So, It's a treat. Yeah.
This is a new song, right? Isn't this a new song?
It's not a new song, but it has never been featured on the radio show. So this is new for you and the listening audience, because I've already heard it. But here we go. Lord, I'm Crying by Spiritual Peace.
But I'm just trying to win souls. I'm tired of hypocrite Christians. 1 minute this, then they dead. Going to church on Sundays, but after service they back to land, fighting and cursing. Man, they don't care about the person that's watching their every move. They kill it, witness is true. Put your feelings on the shelf, I'm just telling the truth. Got our youth dying fast, cause we had the truth. Guess we gas in the choir, Lakeisha kissing Mariah. We say the devil's a liar, but you a liar yourself. Got free will decisions, we bring your pain on ourselves. Some of these preachers ain't preaching, but they be pipping for wealth. Hey, they're killing the sheep, leading them all to the death. You gotta get in that work, you gotta learn for yourself. Even these rappers, these Christians, that's what they holler when they get to your word, but they be missing the Holy Ghost, convincing these kids all them crying, cause it hurts, man. Amen.
pain. Don't know how close they out of the flames. They love the sin, they love the game. Can't even see the pain they leave it behind. These kids are dying. Advertised sex, drugs, money got them hypnotized. Now they losing their minds. Spend more on the sack than you're doing your kid. Then you hop bed to bed and brag about what you did. I'm praying for the hood, man, it's crazy. Babies having kids, every corner liquor store raising our babies. We rather fight than work together, pride, look what I did. I said I put it in God's hands and look what God did. It's a war, oh my Lord, gun and swords. Flesh against the spirit, spirit against the flesh, going hard. Man, the time ticking, man, you living and it's written. You will be judged on the good and the bad you did while you was living. So pay attention before you miss it, man. You better grab it. So the slice the enemy set up before the enemy cocked back.
Lord, I'm crying, cause it hurts, man. Seeing all this sin around, man. Lord, I'm crying, cause it hurts, man. Seeing all this sin around, man.
To the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. My grace is sufficient for you. My power made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians, I pray you read this. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Christ is the only way for eternal life. You call yourself a Christian, gotta live it right. And if you're living for this world, I pray you see the light. The fight is now flesh and blood, be a living sacrifice.
God knows my heart, I wait till I get older, then give my life to Christ. And if there is a God, then why there's so much evil? And I always go to church on Easter, Christmas, with my people.
Hey, Lord, I'm crying, cause it hurts, man. Seeing all this sin around, man. Lord, I'm crying, cause it hurts, man. Seeing all this sin around, man.
With the Lord, cause people watching, man. And if you always do what you always done, you always get what you always get. Remember that.
Lord, I'm crying, cause it hurts, man. Seeing all this sin around, man. Lord, I'm crying, cause it hurts, man. Seeing all this sin around, man. Lord, I'm crying.
All right. That was Lord, I'm Crying by Spiritual Peace. He,
yes.
You know, he was on the show one time, and, you know, I did like a mini interview with him, and he was just a great guy, like real cool, real chill, laid back, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So just a really, really down-to-earth guy, yeah.
Yes, and you could tell with his lyrics, you know, Lord, I'm crying because it hurts me seeing all this sin around me. That's deep.
That's actually what I was going to mention was the chorus, but you, two great minds think alike. You just completely stole the words out of my mouth.
We're just one. We're just all one. Me, you, and DJ Shaheem, just one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to start with, we got to keep the show moving. What we got up next?
Okay, up next we have Tell Me How by Danielle Woodson.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Danielle, how's it going?
Oh, hey, Pastor. All right.
I noticed I haven't seen you around lately. What's been going on?
Oh, nothing, Pastor. You know how it is.
Well, I know you used to come to church every Sunday. Used to be first a volunteer. You was even head of the hospitality committee. What's been going on?
I guess what's been going on, Pastor, is that I messed up.
Well, we all mess up, but there's no reason to stop coming to church.
I know, but it's like I keep messing up. You know, I try to fight sin, but I keep doing the same thing over and over again. And I wanted to be the kind of person the kids can look up to, but now it's like It's not like I don't know any better, Pastor. It's just I don't see how God can forgive me when all I do is mess up.
Well, listen, Danielle, I want you to know that I'm praying for you. And if you hit your knees and seek his face, God will tell you how.
Perfect song.
All right. Tell Me How by Danielle Woodson. Once again, that more talent on the show.
Absolutely. The talent is just never ending. You know, and with this particular song, I love it because the message I want to make sure that everybody hears, because even though this is the youth show, there's a lot of adults who actually listen to this show as well. But the great thing is that it's telling you how you can keep making the same mistakes, and God in Christ will forgive you. If you just repent and ask Him for forgiveness, and you can fall again and ask Him for forgiveness again. And, you know, don't let your shortcomings keep you away from the Lord, because He loves you and Christ loves you, and He knows. He knows who you are and what you're going to do before you do it. So never be afraid to ask for forgiveness, because you're guaranteed to be forgiven. And I want everyone to get that message from that song.
Yes, definitely. Man, that really touched me over here.
Yeah,
really.
It takes a lot of stress off of you, okay? It really is a stress reducer to know that our Father and our Lord and Savior loves us that much that when we do mess up, they said, don't stay away from me. I knew you were going to mess up before you did. So I knew I was going to get some preaching in here. So
preach.
It's sooner or later, so, you know, and that's part of my sermon. I hope everybody tunes in, is why do we worry? Why do we worry about the things that they already know? So, you know, just a
all
great
right.
song, and just a great song. Okay, trying to start as time goes by so fast.
Yeah, I know. So now we're, like, at the end of our show. Yeah, I had a really good time this evening, so all you guys, be on the lookout for the next week's show, which is February 23rd at 4 p.m. Central Time. And please, someone, shoot me an email at shiningstar@sisterpoochie.com if you just want me to talk about topics, any topics that you have in mind, even if it's just a hi or a shout-out, anything, please email me. Also, if you would like to get in touch with any of the artists that we had or, like, listen to their music or whatever, you can go to the website, sisterpoochie.com, and that's SISTAPOOCHIE. You can get all their information there.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah,
but it's great. Okay, everyone, I've had a wonderful time with you, Shining Star. Thanks again for doing a great job. Our special thanks to President Stephen Mosley for calling in. And or us calling him, I had to call him back. But and we love you, DJ Shaheen. You're not with
yeah,
us so today, but we love you so much. Okay, and we love everybody who listens live and everyone who listens later. We just are full of love around here. Okay,
absolutely.
We just love. Okay, so we're going to roll out of this show, like we always
all right.
roll out of our show. And you
yeah,
know what that song is.
How Great Thy Art by Society Hill.
Okay, everyone. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And don't forget, God loves you, and Jesus is always by your side. Amen.
We out.